entering its third year, the Israeli siege of Gaza has no parallel in recent history. Gaza's entire 1.5 million population has been under a cruel siege from land, sea, and air. The territory has been suffering from acute shortage of food and fuel supplies throughout the two-year ordeal. Israel has kept borders crossing shut for most of the time, and Egypt has made things worse by refusing to permanently reopen the Rafah crossing. Stefan Hessel, who helped draft the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, says that Israel is in grave breach of international law,
making it impossible for resources to enter into this strip, for people to be in and out of Gaza, is a flagrant violation not only of all basic human rights, but of international law.
346 Gazan patients have died so far due to lack of medicine and the travel blockade imposed on the strip by Israel and Egypt. The Israeli siege was imposed in June 2007 and has had grave consequences for the residents of Gaza. Israel claims it maintains the siege in response to rocket attacks from Gaza.
So far, 346 patients have died because of the ongoing siege. The blockade has prevented most medicines and hospital supplies from entering Gaza.
Gazans say they are determined to remain steadfast despite the ongoing siege.
The siege has had tough effects on our lives, but we will not give up, no matter what happens and no matter how much tougher it may get.
Hamas, who controls the Gaza Strip, says that Israel imposed the siege to punish the Palestinians for their democratic choice.
The siege on Gaza is a form of aggression and a kind of punishment for our people for their democratic choice. The continuation of this siege is a direct result of Arab countries' failure to support the Palestinians and to exert pressure on Israel to lift the siege.
The siege on Gaza has affected all aspects of life, and with no end in sight to the problem, people here have to brace themselves for more hardship. Feeling left alone for 2 years by the international community, Gazans are determined more than ever to remain steadfast. Ashraf Shannon, First TV, Gaza.